Wow, what a powerful worship time you've had this morning. Really felt the presence of God. He's definitely in the house. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Welcome, everyone, to Lots of Love Ministries. Today, we continue our study on the names of the one true God. Recapping what we have learned so far helps us remember who we serve, an awesome and mighty God. Who is Bore, our creator, and Elohim, the mighty one who shaped the universe and still cares for us. He is El Elyon, God above all gods and powers, and El Olam, God everlasting, outside of time, unchanging and eternal. He is El Shaddai, God almighty, all-sufficient one, the God of abundance and power, who nourishes and supplies, and El Roy, God who sees me. A God who notices, cares, and acts on our behalf. He has a covenant name, Yahweh, the I Am Who I Am, and he is Echad, the one true God. He is Nissi, the Lord my banner, and Shalom, our peace. We also learned that Yeshua is the one true God, and we can trust him in all of his names. We learn to trust him as Yahweh Zikanu, the Lord our righteousness, Yahweh Zavaot, the Lord of hosts, Adonai Nilkem Li, the Lord who fights for us, powerfully and faithfully. We then moved from the battlefield to the pasture and met Yeshua as Yahweh Raha, Adonai Rohi, the Lord is my shepherd. From Yahweh Shama, the Lord is there. Last week we focused on two powerful names. Kadosh Israel, the Holy One of Israel, and Yahweh Mikodishkim, the Lord who sanctifies you. Today, as we prepare for Passover this week, I want to share some names related to this most holy feast of the Lord. However, before I jump into the lesson, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful hearts, remembering that you alone are God. Our creator, our redeemer, and our shepherd. Thank you for gathering us here as family, hungry to know you more deeply and to honor your name. As we open your word and reflect on your mighty acts at Passover, help us to see you for who you truly are, the one who delivers, the one who saves, and the one who not only provides the lamb, but is our Passover lamb. Lord, let these names not just fill our minds, but sink deep into our hearts that we might trust you in every season. Ask, Father, that you guide my words today. Let everything I speak be in harmony with your heart and your truth. If there is anything you want to say to your people today, let me not miss it. Let me be faithful, gentle, and bold. Just as you are, may your spirit lead us all into greater understanding, unity, and awe of who you are. We give this time to you. We pray that you were glorified in our worship, and now be glorified in our listening and our learning. In the name of Yeshua, our Passover Lamb and Redeemer, we pray. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. The story of Passover isn't just a tale of rescue. It's a declaration written across history that there is only one true God. When God sent Moses to Pharaoh, Egypt was a land crowded with gods. Ra, the mighty sun god, Osiris, lord of the underworld and resurrection, Hapi, god of the Nile, Hathor, goddess of cattle and motherhood, Heket, the frog goddess of fertility. So many deities supposedly in charge of every part of life, from crops to storms to the afterlife. Pharaoh's musicians could mimic a few tricks at first, but as the plagues rolled in, any illusion of their god's power faded. Each plague was a targeted blow, exposing the emptiness of Egypt's idols, turning the Nile to blood as if to show Hapi's power was nothing. Sending frogs to overwhelm the land, mocking Heket, striking livestock, humiliating Hathor and Apis, blotting out the sun, silencing Ra, and finally striking down the firstborn, a judgment no god or goddess could prevent. Yahweh was making it undeniable. There is no god like him. He alone is the creator, the Lord over nature, life, and death itself. God wasn't just freeing slaves. He was making a statement. I am Yahweh, and there is no other. He proved himself, not as a regional deity or a god among many, but as the creator, the one who commands all creation. The Passover night was the final act. Judgment fell, and only those sheltered by the blood of the Lamb were spared. But this story isn't just ancient history. The names God reveals through Passover still matter to us. They tell us who he is, what he's like, and how he acts on behalf of his people. Not just then, but today. And those who are covered by the blood of the Lamb are saved. First, we're going to talk about Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts goes forth. We read in Exodus 12:41, at the end of the 430 years, to the very day, all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. And Psalm 24:10 says, who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Yahweh Sabaoth means the Lord of armies or the Lord of hosts goes forth. Passover, he is not distant. He's leading his people out. The hosts are not just the Israelites, but the angelic armies that stand behind them. God moves in power and authority, fighting for his people when they are powerless. Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, is not only the God who led Israel out of Egypt thousands of years ago. He is present, active, and mighty in our lives today. But what does that mean for us here and now? Why do we need deliverance if we're not standing by the Nile or facing Pharaoh? Let's talk about Egypt. Not just the place, but what it represents. In Scripture, Egypt is more than a spot on the map. It's a symbol of bondage, of oppression, of everything that keeps us from living as God's free people. Egypt stands for the old life, the life before God's rescue. It's a place of slavery to sin, to fear, to addiction, to hopelessness. Egypt is anything that tries to own us, anything that tells us that we don't belong to God, anything that tries to hold us back from walking in the promises of God. And just like God's people in the Exodus, we can't free ourselves. The Israelites were trapped, outnumbered, outgunned, and out of options. No matter how hard they tried, Egypt was too strong for them. In the same way, we can't break out of our own Egypt on willpower alone. We need someone greater. That's where Yahweh Sabaoth comes in. He is the God who goes before us, the one who commands the armies of heaven, the one who says, you will not fight this battle alone. I will fight for you. When you feel stuck, hemmed in, or overwhelmed by life struggles, addiction, anxiety, broken relationships, shame, or anything that keeps you in chains, remember, the Lord of hosts is not distant. He is near, and he is mighty to save. He delivers us from the things that enslave us. He brings us out so that we can worship him freely, belong to him fully, and live in the freedom he's promised. Just as the Israelites needed God to break the power of Egypt, we need him to break the power of anything that keeps us from him. So as we remember Passover, let's not just look back at what God did for Israel. Let's look at what he did for us and what he wants to do for us right here, right now. Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, still goes forth for his people. He is still fighting for you. Next, let's talk about Yahweh Moshiach, the God who saves. Israel 43:11 says, I, even I, am the Lord, and apart from me, there is no Savior. That's Moshiach. Exodus 14:13, Moses said to the people, "Do not fear. Stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today." Moshiach means savior or deliverer. At the Red Sea, God's identity is revealed in his saving action. He alone saves, not Moses, not Pharaoh, not their own efforts. Passover is a monument to the truth that only Yahweh rescues. And sometimes you and I need to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Yahweh Moshiach, the God who saves, is the heart of the Passover story and is still the heart of what God wants to do in our lives today. When the Israelites stood at the edge of the Red Sea, they were completely trapped. Pharaoh's army was behind them, the water was in front of them, and there was no way out, humanly speaking, that is. But God spoke through Moses and said, "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." The word salvation, Hoshea, means rescue, deliverance, a powerful intervention that you can't work up for yourself. And God did it. He parted the sea, made a way where there was no way, and brought his people through to the other side. We all face Red Sea moments, times when we're stuck, when our past is chasing us, when we don't see a way forward. Sin, shame, fear, and guilt can come after us like Pharaoh's chariots came after the Israelites. We try to fight or to fix it or to run, but none of it's enough. That's when we need to hear God say again, "I am Yahweh Moshiach. I am your Savior. Stop striving. Stand still and watch what I will do." Yes, amen. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord in your situation today, whatever it may be. He's not asking you to rescue yourself. He's asking you to trust him, to let him step in and do what only he can do. Whether you need rescue from a habit, from despair, from the weight of your past, or from the lies that say you'll never change, Yahweh Moshiach is still the God who saves. Maybe you need rescue from a disease that has ravaged your body, a bad diagnosis from the doctors. The same God who rescued Israel is still rescuing people today. He delights in saving, and he is able to save to the uttermost in every area of our lives, physically, mentally, spiritually, relationships, finances, every area of our life. He is able to save, and to save to the uttermost. Now let's talk about Yeshua, our Passover lamb. Exodus 12, 5 through 7 gives the instructions for the Passover lamb. You can read that this week as you celebrate Passover, as I'm sure many of you will. And in John 1:29, John the Baptist declared, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And in 1 Corinthians 5:7, we're told, "For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed." Many churches around the world are celebrating this Holy Week. Today is Palm Sunday, the day we remember Yeshua entering into Jerusalem as the countdown to Passover and his crucifixion begins. The Hebrew name Yeshua means Yahweh saves. In the Passover, the blood of a spotless lamb turns away judgment. In the New Testament, Yeshua is revealed as the true Passover lamb. The same God who delivered Israel delivers us, not by the blood of animals, but by his own precious blood. Blood of Yeshua. Passover lamb was at the very center of Israel's deliverance. Every household took a spotless lamb, sacrificed it, and put its blood on their doorposts. That blood was a sign, a covering, that turned away judgment and brought protection. On that night, no one was saved by their own goodness, or their family history, or their best intentions. Only the blood of the lamb could save. In the New Testament, we see the ultimate fulfillment. Yeshua, whose very name means Yahweh saves. John the Baptist looked at him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Paul says plainly, "Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed." And he was. It was Passover, when he was arrested, beaten, and crucified as our Passover lamb. His precious blood was shed. And what does that mean for us today? It means no amount of effort, religion, or good deeds can make us right with God or shield us from judgment. Only the blood of Yeshua, the true Passover lamb, can do that. Only the blood. It's nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood we say today. Only the blood. There's power in the blood. When we trust in him, when we come under his covering, death passes over and we are brought into life and freedom. So many of us try to paint our own doorposts to earn God's favor or escape condemnation by being better, trying harder, or hiding our failures. Many are claiming today, "I'm a good person. I'm not killing or stealing. I'm not breaking the Ten Commandments. I'm not doing anything wrong." But if you're depending on your own goodness, you're painting your own doorposts. God says, "Come under the blood of my son. Let me save you." Because you cannot save yourself, no matter how good of a person you think you are. And that's the invitation of Passover, not just once a year, but every day, to trust Yeshua, our Passover lamb, and live in the freedom he purchased for us. Give your life to the lamb. Repent and be baptized and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let his blood wash your sins away. Amen. Because he is our Redeemer, the God who buys back. In Exodus 6:6, we read, "I am the Lord, and I will bring you out. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm." In Isaiah 47:4, we're told, "Our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, is the Holy One of Israel." Oh, he's our Redeemer. 1 Peter 1:18 19, "You were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect." It's his blood. It's Yeshua. He has redeemed you. He has bought you back with his own precious blood. Hallelujah. To redeem means to buy back, to rescue at a cost, to claim what's been lost or enslaved and make it your own again. God didn't just set Israel free. He redeemed them. He said, "You are my people. I paid the price for you." That price was the blood of the Passover lamb in Egypt. For us, it's the precious blood of Yeshua. Oh, what a price. Oh, what a price. Well, why do we need a Redeemer today? Because we all know what it means to be stuck in places we can't get out of. Trapped by cycles, by shame, by decisions we regret, by things others have done to us. We feel powerless, maybe even worthless. But God looks at us and says, "You are worth the price. I will bring you out. I will claim you. I will restore you." Redemption means you're not defined by your Egypt, by your past, your failures, or your pain. You are defined by the price God paid for you. What was that price? The blood of Yeshua, his life, laid down, crucified, dead and buried. Yes, he died on the cross. There's a book that was written years ago called The Shack. And in there, it wants to say that Yeshua didn't really die. He wasn't really separated from God, the Father. But like an amputation, he definitely was. And when you have a limb that's amputated, it can be restored, be put back. And that's the picture on the cross. He literally died. He was literally separated from the Father, dead and buried. But then he rose again. Hallelujah. That's the victory right there. And we're going to talk about it next week. But you belong to him now. If you've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, you belong to the one. He bought you back, not to make you a slave again, but to set you free as his beloved child. That's what Passover points to. The God who redeems, who buys us back at infinite cost, who brings us out of slavery into sonship, out of darkness into light, out of Egypt into promise. Isn't that a wonderful piece of news right there? You say the gospel means good news. Well, that right there is good news to me, that we've been bought back. We've been redeemed. And God, Yahweh, he paid the price. And it was a heavy price. It cost Yeshua his life. The pain and the suffering that our Lord went through when he was crucified. We know there's the movie, The Passion of the Christ. And they say that's not even how it really was. It comes close to showing the suffering and the pain and how mangled Yeshua's body was. But it still falls short. What a horrible day that must have been for the followers of Yeshua, not to mention Yeshua himself. We sang that song, or maybe we just listened to it, I don't know. Watch the Lamb. We think that song paints a vivid picture of the emotional fallout of that day. Angry men, confusion, pain, loss. Every time I cry, every time that song makes me bawl because I think of the pain and the suffering our Lord went through for us as our Passover lamb. Well, let's not waste that opportunity to know him. Let's not demean our Lord and Savior's sacrifice by falling back into sin. Some of us have done that. I might have done that. But let's repent once and for all. Repent means to change. Let's change. Let's not forget, every day, Yeshua paid a great price, a costly price, the ultimate price, so that we can live free and be partakers of his promises. The names God revealed at Passover are not just ancient titles. They are invitations. He is still Yahweh Sabaoth, fighting for you. He is still Yahweh Moshiach, saving you. He is still our Redeemer. And in Yeshua, our Passover lamb, he has made his rescue personal. It's for each and every one who will believe, who will receive for themselves the salvation, the redemption that he paid the price for. Trust him for deliverance, not just in the story of Egypt, but in your own life right now. The God of Passover has not changed. God promises deliverance from oppression and slavery. He will bring you out. God promises a freedom from slavery is a deeper rescue, not just from hard labor, but from the very chains holding you captive. He will rescue you from bondage. God promises redemption. He has paid the price and will take you as his own, showing his power openly. He will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. God promises relationship. He doesn't just set you free He claims you as his own. He will take you as his people, and he will be your God. The Passover Seder has these I wills that correspond to the four cups of wine, each cup celebrating one of these promises. For believers, these promises are fulfilled and expanded in Yeshua, our Redeemer. He brings us out. He sets us free. He redeems us, and he makes us his own. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Abba, Father, thank you for revealing yourself as the one true God. Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts who fights for us. Yahweh Moshiach, the God who saves. Yeshua, our Passover lamb and our Redeemer. Thank you for your promises, for bringing us out of our own Egypts, for rescuing us from bondage, for redeeming us by your outstretched arm and calling us your people. As we remember the story of Passover, help us never to forget that you are still the God who delivers, who saves, and who sets us free. Let these truths take root in our hearts. Give us faith to trust you with our fears, our failures, and the places where we feel stuck. Cover us afresh with the blood of the Lamb and lead us into the fullness of your promises. I pray that every person here would know your love, your power, and your faithfulness. May we walk out of here confident that there truly is no other God like you. Hallelujah. We honor you. We love you. And we give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. In the name of Yeshua, our Passover Lamb and Redeemer, we pray. Amen. Well, I pray you were encouraged by today's Passover message. As you celebrate the Passover this coming week, may the Lord show up powerfully and bring shalom to your home.